I forgot.
He's listening when you're still live.
Restart it. I thought he was supposed to restart it. I thought he was going to start, then it's like stop it.
Yeah, Rosh Shalom. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisovo, begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. First fruits that ripen, there's a mitzvah to bring them to Yerushalayim, and they're given to the Kohanim. So you have to take from the reishis pri adama, from the first crop, first fruit that ripens, you take and you bring to Yerushalayim. As Rashi writes, "Me reishis adam yored l'toch sadehu." Person goes to his field. Voroa te'ena shebichra. He sees a fig that ripened. Korech alav gemi. So he puts a little string, the simon, as a simon. The omer harezu bikurim. Harezu bikurim. Now we know that today we don't have bikurim. We don't have a base of mikdash. We don't have bikurim. So there's a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash says, page 3. Second line, page 4. Elatzofa Moshe Beruach HaKodesh. Moshe saw Beruach HaKodesh, page 4, second line. In the Medrash Tanchuma, V'ra'a. In the Medrash Tanchuma, it says, Moshe saw Shebeis HaMikdash Osid Lichorev, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. V'abikurim Osidin Liposek, and the Bikurim are going to stop. So he said, what should we do to perpetuate the idea of Bikurim, if they're not going to be in the future? Omad v'hiskin l'Yisrael she'im spalim sholosh pa'omim b'chol yom. So he made a takana, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that we should daven 3 times a day. Now, even though we know the Gemara says that was from the Avos, but apparently Moshe Rabbeinu was also involved in some takana of davening 3 times a day. Why? Because he saw that we're not going to have Bikurim anymore, which is strange, because you would think that Moshe would say, well, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, they're not going to be Karbanos anymore, therefore we should have Tefillah. But this Medrash doesn't say that. This Medrash Tanchuma says that he saw that the Bikurim are going to stop. And since the Bikurim are going to stop, that's why we have to have a takana of Tefillah. And then he says, "Chaviva tefillah v'negosh baruch b'chol ma'isim tovim kol karbanos." But we have to understand. Obviously, this medrash is saying that what we're lacking by not having bikurim is going to be replenished by having tefillah. What's the connection? I can understand karbanos. We know that tefillah is connected to karbanos, etc. But here, the medrash is saying on a different angle. Ra'ah Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's not going to be bikurim, and therefore he made. He was Misakin Tefillah. So we have to understand what the Medrash means. Then on page 5, the Balaturim, says the following. Kol Reishis Lashem. All the beginning things are given to Hashem. Reishis Degoncha, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, in other words, the Truma is the Reishis Degoncha, Klal Yisrael is considered the Reishis of Hashem, so we're, so to speak, dedicated to Hashem. Yericho was the first thing they captured, so that, I mean, the first things of Yericho al Hashem. Katan Hayodea Ladaber, once a child knows how to speak, Aviv Melamdo Torah, so he should teach him Torah, he should teach him Torah Tzivolanu, he should teach him Divrei Torah. So let's understand what the Baal HaTurim is saying. And the in the Sefer Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which is the first Hasidic Sefer, it's written by Yosef HaKohen of Polanya, he writes the following. Page 6. He says, Kimo Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Nitzchi Haya Hove V'yiyeh. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchi, he's in the past, he's in the present and the future. Kach Toroso Nitzchi. So too the Torah is in the past, present and future, meaning it's always relevant. HaKorchin Mitzvah Zu, meaning of Bikurim, Noeg B'chol Zman, meaning even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and physically we don't bring the Bikurim, but there has to be a message that Bikurim is teaching us that's relevant for all time. It was now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so what is the relevance of Bikurim? So the Toldos says on page 7, and this is basically what the Baal HaTurim was saying. The message of Bikurim is that any beginning should always be Lashem. Meaning you start the day off, you should start it with Kedusha. Even though you're doing other things in your day, you start the day off, the day should be started with Kedusha. Reishis Lashem. So a child, the first thing, if he knows how to speak, Tino, Kamaske Ladaber, Yilamdu Tchila Loshen Kodesh Torah Tzivalonu Moshe. In other words, the first thing should always be with Kedusha. Heim b'maisa yom b'yomo. Yereishis priha ha'adam sheyelech l'beis ha'knesses kodem sheyasov ba'asov. Even a person's working, first thing in the morning he goes to shul. Fu to elis godo l'kama dvarim sheyuchel l'espala b'kavona b'li machshav v'zor v'kayotzi b'zeh. B'lvad ma sheyatzlich ba'asakov. Heim b'shar chushe odem b'riyo shmiyo v'hiluch u'mishu shishm. In other words, whatever the first thing, or the Reishis is also Lashon Mufchar, the best thing should always be Lashem. So says the Toldos, that is the message of Bikurim. When you want to start your day off, you should always start your day off with davening, learning. Even if you go into business later on, it's a totally different day if the day began with Kedusha. That's why I always believe that there's always a question in day schools when they want to give teachers a full day of teaching. So they have half the classes in the school have the Limudei Kodesh in the morning and the Limudei Chol in the afternoon, and the other half has Limudei Chol in the morning and Limudei Kodesh then. So. And I'm not here to judge because, it's difficult. The finances are difficult, and this way you're able to give teachers full. So I'm not here to judge, but there definitely is something to say for the idea of starting the day off learning Chumash or learning Mishnah as opposed to having a class in science or math.
What about having a halakha
first? Okay, 1 second. So that's the idea of Kodesh Reishis Lashem. Reishis Lashem. And that, says the Sefer Toldos, is the Nitzchias of the Mitzvah of Bikur. That teaches us this, and it's not only, again, it's in your everyday Kodesh Lashem. The Sfas Emes as well, on page 9, also says the same idea. V the importance of Reishis, and he quotes this Medrash. Medrash Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Tefila B'Mokom Bikurim. And he says, Adoni Oviz Keini, Perish Nesinas HaReishis B'chol Dover Nikra Mitzvahs Bikurim. Same idea that the Toldos is saying. That the Mitzvah Bikurim is not only the physical fruits, but any time you give your Reishis, the beginning Lashem, that's the hashkafa behind Bikurim. V'chein tefila mo'el al kol hayom. He says, in tefila, that's what tefila is about. You start the day with davening, and that carries you through the day. And then you have another tefila at night, which carries ma'ariv, that carries you through the whole night. But we start the beginning of each time period with Kedusha. And that basically, and we'll see in another source, the Truas Chain, is probably the connection of Tefillah and Bikurim. Because the idea of Tefillah is that Tefillah is the beginning. It's supposed to be the first thing of the day. That's why there's halacha. You're not supposed to do other things before davening. Davening should be the first thing in the day. You shouldn't go do other activities before davening. You're not allowed to take a trip before davening. You're not allowed to do your, unless there's certain divrei mitzvah that you could do before davening. But it's a big shaila. People try to do things before davening. Davening is really supposed to be the first thing, unless there's some divrei mitzvah that you have to do. And so tefillah represents the same idea, the beginning of the day. So it starts off with kedusha. The beginning of the night, you daven marv. And maybe the idea of mincha is that that's considered a new chelik of the day. So, you know, the second part, the beginning of the second part, and then also is the haschola. So that, you understand, the pshat in the Medrash Tanchuma, says the Sfas Emes, that the connection between, since there's no bikurim, so we don't have that idea, so we have to have the tefillah, because the tefillah represents this idea of the reishis Lashem. And then he says another point. First word learned is shalom. Shehoya, what's tesamach? Tipas rucha. In other words, everyone, racious also, another idea of racious is that everyone should realize where he comes from. That everyone comes from a zera, a tipas rucha. Putrid zera. That's how everyone was formed, from zera. So that's the idea of humility, to realize as great as you are today and as strong and robust, whatever, as you are today, you started off from a tipa srucha. So that should give humility. That's another aspect, that you should always realize where you came from. Whereas a lot of times, that's a general thing. In other words, people get older, and sometimes they forget about their parents, you know, that their parents raised them and what the parents did for them, because now they're getting their own jobs and they're supporting themselves and they're doing, they should always realize the racious of their lives, that they came, and not to forget that, even though they're not as reliant as they were at one point, but they should realize what the racious of their lives were and not to forget that. And that's the idea, he says, of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that is the ratios of our beginning to begin a Jewish nation. And in the Sefer Shuas Chaim, one of the Hasidic Sfarim on page 10, says the same idea. Lachachtem a ratios called Pri Adoma, Nirali, the Hine Tzorech Adam Lekadesh Kol HaInyonim, that you have to Mekadesh all the Inyonim, the Reshisom Lashem. So that's why the beginning of the year is Rosh Hashanah. So he takes it a little further. Beginning of the year is Rosh Hashanah. It has Kedusha. The Tchilas HaChodesh is Rosh Chodesh. It also has a certain level of Kedusha. We bring a Korban Musaf. It's, in other words, every new beginning, the beginning of the year, beginning of the month, we want to start it off in that way. Tchilas Yom Al Yidei Tfilas Shachris. And he says it Beferish. Tchilas Laila, Al Yidei Tfilas Arvis, וגם תקף שאומן משנוסו צורך לקדש המחשב ולומר פוסק מודעני, ועל ידי זה נמשך חיוס חכך לכלל השון והחודש או היום. וזה פרש ראשי חדושים למחד נוסעת הזמן כפור לכל דודות. Told Zosom. Perish and Asati Rosh Chodesh, Harosh Mikol Bechina, Shenitzchat Shalamcha, Shem Yatskilu Kadesh, Kikar Dusha, Beditu Tali, Shem Yicholto, Yomolik Lashbrocha, Ode and Yocholo. But that's the idea of the Nisbayer, Lakachta, Mereshis, called Pri Hadama, says the Sefer Shuas Chain, that is the beginning of the year is Kadosh, and the beginning of the month is Kadosh as well. And we'll see in one of the Hasidic Sfarim points out two psukim. There's a Sefer Yismach Yisrael of Chordakov. Now this is not the famous Yismach Yisrael, is the Yismach Yisrael Alexander. So people don't know the Sefer so much, the Yismach Yisrael of Chordakov. Everyone knows the Yismach Yisrael of Alexander, but this one they don't know. So he points out two psukim. One that we know is very famous to us, and one is less famous, but he wants to explain both psukim on this idea of starting off a new thing with Kedusha. The first pasuk is, we say it now in the Dovid Hashem Ori, Sa'achas sha'alti meis Hashem osa avakesh, shifti b'beis Hashem kol yimei chayai, lachzos u'manom Hashem u'levakir b'heicholo. So the question is, what does it mean, levakir b'heicholo? So in modern Hebrew, levakir means to visit. But we have to understand where that comes from and what it means. So Rashi on Tehillim on page 12 has two pshatim. What does it mean, levakir beheicholo? The first pshat Rashi says is leirosh sham b'chol boker u'boker, that one should come to the heichal Hashem every single morning. So levakir loshen boker, levakir beheicholo. And then he has another pshat which I once gave a whole shiur on, but levakir beheicholo means that every morning you should be in the heichal Hashem, and that's going to be mekadesh the rest of the day for you, and we'll see how he ties that in a second. And then there's another pasuk in Tehillim on page 13. It says Elokim Samach Gimel Beis, Tehillim Samach Gimel Beis, Elokim Keli Ata Ach Shachareka, Somelocha Nafshi, Komelocha Besori, Beretziyav Oyev Belimoy. So what does it mean? So, Somelocha Nafshi, so that, the Lubavitch movement made that famous. But people don't realize there's a whole other part to the Pasuk before that. They started in the middle. This was supposedly the Niggun came from the Alter Rebbe, the Lubavitch Rebbe of our generation used to be very fond of singing it. If you want me to sing it for you at a different time, I'll be happy to. But before that, there's another phrase, Elokim Keli Ata Ashachareka. So Rashi says, Ashachareka means, I will beseech you. Avakesh ve'edrosh lecha. I will inquire about you. You are my God, and I will inquire of you. But this Sefer, Yismach Yisrael, says, Ashachareka, you know what it means? Loshen Shachar. That every morning, I will pronounce you my God, and I will start the day off with Ruchnias. Keli Ata Ashachareka. So now take a look in the Yismach Yisrael of Chordakov. He says, "Achas sha'alti meis Hashem." So first he quotes the pasuk of Keli Ata Achas sha'alti Levaker beheicholo Tehillim Chav Zayin Dalad Perush Rashi Leirosh Sham b'chol boker boker. Tzorach lomar mar dochol lefarsh Levaker loshem boker. So he says, Pshat is based on the other pasuk, Samach Gimel Beis. Elokim Keli Ata Shachareka Tzomuch Al Nafshi. Adam Tzorich Lishtadel Shemachshavoso Arishono Ba'akitzo B'boker Mishnoso Tia Mikudeshes L'Shamayim. The first things that you think about and you do in the morning should be Divrei Kodesh. V'az Hanekel L'Shabikol Machshavoso Gam Eisakov HaGashmi Meshachol Hayom. So then, whatever follows in the rest of the day will be infused with Kedusha, because you started off the day with Kedusha. So that's the pasuk that says, Elokim keili ata ashachareka b'shachar. As gamba eretz siya v'ayev b'li mayim. What is an eretz siya v'ayev b'li mayim? Means even though I'm going to go later on in the day to business, which is a barren land without water, meaning it's not going to be in the ruchnius realm, but once it's keli ato ashachareka, once we started off the day b'shachar, and we spoke about Hashem, so memela the rest of the day will be infused with kedusha. Even and that's pshat levaker becholo. His pal shemachshavos tiel l'shaim memela yakol masov shem shemayim kiel yoshev beis Hashem kol mechayav. In other words, besides the literal pshat, shifti beis Hashem kol yemei chayai, he says it means that even if you're not literally shifti beis Hashem, but you started off your day with levaker beheicholo, so even the parts of the day that you're outside the beis medrash, it's going to be a different type of day. That's why you have a lot of places, they have a morning seder, you know, before davening, kolels, they have a lot of places, because you start your day off with Kedusha, it's a totally different day. You start your day off, first thing, going to the train, and just going to your job, without starting the day off with Kedusha, then the whole thing is chulin. But once you start your day off Kedusha, even if you're later on, you're going to be an accountant, or a lawyer, whatever you're going to do, it's a different day. It's keli atach ashar chareka. Levaker beheichalo means every boker should be beheichal Hashem. Davening, and preferably to have some type of learning. Some people can have a daf yomi, some people can learn mishnayos, some people other things you could do in the morning. And that's based on the same idea of Bikurim, of what the Tolda says, that Bikurim is this message of Reishis Lashem. And we have another pasuk of Bikurim in Pashas Mishpatim on page 16, which gives Reishis Bikurim and Moskot Avi Beis Hashem Elokecha Lo Savashal Gedi Bachalei Vimo. So the Gera Rebbe, the Leif Simcha, you know, every Gera Rebbe wrote a sefer, and they're usually known by their svarim. So the Sfas Emes, the Imre Emes, the Leif Simcha, the Pnei Menachem. Right, they're all became known by the Sfarim that they wrote. So this Ger Rebbe was known as the Leif Simcha. So he says another idea of Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha, besides the idea that every morning or every year we start the month off with Kedusha with Rosh Chodesh, we start the year off with Kedusha with Rosh Hashanah, we start the day off with Kedusha with Davening, he extends it further, fourth line. Efshar Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha Hainu Eitzel Reishis Bishnos HaNeurim Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, meaning when you're young, the young years of your life you should dedicate to Kedusha. In other words, before you go ready to go out, you should, you know, spend time in yeshiva, spend time with Kedusha, because sometimes people are very much in a rush, you know, to get out of yeshiva. You know, and then once they get there, they say, why was I in such a rush? But there should be a foundation of Kedusha in the beginning of your life. It was, till now we were speaking about the beginning of every day, the beginning of the year. Now we're talking about the whole span of life. That also should be Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. That Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha means the Reishis of your life. Hainu Shnos HaNeurim. It's Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. The younger, right, as he says, should be. And this idea is a pasuk in several places in Tanakh. First in Koheles on page 18. Koheles Yud Beis pasuk Aleph. Uzchor es borecha bimei bichurosecha. You should remember your God in your youthful days. And etc. Remember, b'zachor es borecha b'mei b'churosecha. And the Medrash says, page 19, the Medrash Rabbah, it's a couple of places, Mei B'chur HaSecha, B'mei Tal Yusach, meaning in your youth, Ad the Chelach Alach, when your strength, the Chelach, is still with you. In other words, the time in your youth, when you still have a lot of strength, that's the time you should make sure you get a good foundation in Torah. You can wake up early, you can go to sleep a little later, you can do things. This is the years you're in now are the years that you're building a foundation for the rest of your lives. So take advantage. Schor es borecha b'mei b'chur asecha. And that's the idea of Reishis. Reishis Lashem. And we have also the pasuk in Eov. So the pasuk says in Eov, Vayaresh Hitcha Mitzar Vacharischa Yiske Ma'od, which literally means, the Metzudas David says, if you ever want to know the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, you look in the Metzudas David. Vayaresh Hitcha Mitzar means, in other words, it's about a person who originally had a little bit of good in life, and then he gets a lot. Hatova Shayolacha Bereshis Yamecha. In other words, he says that if you look what you're going to get later on in life, it's going to be so much that you're going to look back to your beginning and that's going to look to be a little. That's the Pashup Shat. The Reish Chitzcha is going to look mitzar a little bit, v'achrisech, and the end of your life, you're going to have a lot of wealth or a lot of good things, yishke ma'od. But the Yismach Moshe, who's from the Satmar dynasty, says a different pshat. He quotes the Pasuk in Bikurim. He quotes the Medrash Tzchor Esborecha B'mei B'chur HaSecha, and he says that's pshat in Bikurim. And then he says Pasuk in Eov, Arishcha Mitzar Ki Hine Tamati Al Ikuv Hagolos Ki Rov B'nei Yisraelim Ksherim. So he says Al Dei Enos Yitshuva Zegorim Cha Eni. Yeah. So he says Ki B'vachur Samar B'm Chaliv Vilos Averus. So then he says, okay, three lines from the end of the bracket. He's learning, tarshening the pasuk to mean if your reish hitzcha is mitzar, if your youth is skimpy, you didn't have a strong youth, then the achrisech is not going to be, you're going to be on a wobbly foundation. That's how he darshans the pasuk. But the same idea that we're saying till now. And then, Rabbi Osai, there's a famous Zohar on the pasuk of Kedoshim, page 22, Mipnei Seva Tokum, which literally means that if an old person comes by, you should stand up, Vadarta Pnei Zokin, and you should give cover to a Zokin, etc. So the Zohar on the pasuk Mipnei Seva Tokum says an unbelievable thing. The Zohar says on page 24, Pesu Taninan, Haikra Ladrashu da Asa, Ibnei Seva Tokum, Kamad is Aruba Chavraya, Ibnei Seva Tokum, Azele Le Barnash, Hizelo Adelo Yistalik Besivusa, the Yokim Bikuma Tava Baalma, Achelo Yistaki Besavus, Shiyamud Bikim Tova Olam. He says, Ibnei Seva Tokum means, before you, obviously it's not the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat means that you should get up for an old person. But the Zohar Darshan, Mipnei Sevam Kokum, means that before you become too old, you should get up. Meaning when you're still youthful, that's the time to make sure to do good things. And Mipnei Sevam Kokum, get up and do good things. Do staka, do learning, do chesed. When you still, like what the Pasuk says in Koheles, Schoras Barecha B'mei B'chur HaSecha B'mei Tal Yusach Techilach Imach. When you chayel, when you chayel, your strength is with you. Techilach Imach. That's what the Medrash says in Parshas Metzora Yud Ches Aleph. B'mei B'chur HaSecha B'mo Mei Tal Yusach Ad Techilach Yochayel. Your strength, Allah, is with you. So Rabosai, this idea is multifold. We have the idea of Bikurim is the beginning of every day, is Kedusha, is learning, is davening. You got to make sure to do that. Whatever you're going to be in life, you know, and you won't always necessarily be in the full time in yeshiva, start off the day in that way. It's for sure for davening. And even if a person just learns a little bit, you know, if a person would learn two Mishnayos a day, you know how much by the end of the year, how many he would know? Two Mishnayos a day. It could take you 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You'd know, and after a year, after 2 years, 3 years, tremendous ideas. That's starting the day off with Kedusha. Doesn't have to be necessarily 3 hours of learning. I have a friend who's a lawyer, and Baruch Hashem, he's able to take. We have a lawyer right here who's able to do it. But you know, to mamish to learn till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the we have Rabbi Goldstein here. He's a lawyer that could do that. And I have another friend who in Brooklyn also is able to learn a whole morning seder in yeshiva, and then to go to learn to work in the afternoon. But that's not always practical for most people to start work for afternoon seder. Most jobs don't work like that. But l'chol ha'pachos, whatever you could do, even if you learn, as I said, even if you learn a couple of mishnayos a day, wow, you'll see how much you'd have at the end. But always, whatever you do, always reishis l'Hashem, reishis kol pri adoma, and that'll change the whole day. It'll change your whole life. It'll change the whole way. It'll set the tone for the whole day. And that's the nitzchias of Bikurim. Bikurim teaches us that lesson. That even though we're not bringing the korbanos now, we're not bringing the Bikurim now, so we have tefillah. That's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. Rohar Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Bikurim are going to be part of Amar Vizkin tefillah, because the tefillah sets the tone for the day. Just like the Bikurim is the Reishis, sets the tone, because Reishis always sets the tone. And that's what the Baal HaTurim says. That's why a cotton hayodeh l'daber, the first thing we teach him, what should he speak? Torah tzivalanu. Because that changes the person. You start your day with Kedusha, you start your life with Kedusha, it's a different life. It's a different day. Even if you're not mamish in the Dalet Kos Le'Beis HaMedrash 24 hours, but you're permeated with Kedusha throughout your lives and throughout your day. And this is the Musar Haskel of this week's parsha, L'kachta Me'reishis Kol Pri Adoma, that Kol Reishis is Lashem, Reishis Bikur Admoscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, and that will set the tone for the entire day and for your entire life.